This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
Pope Francis pointed out that God from the very beginning blessed us as humankind, and that in return, all men and women are asked to bless God through our actions and through our prayers. So he said that the act of blessing and being blessed is an essential dimension of prayer, and that the word bless itself, well, today the Pope looked at the Italian word benedire, which literally translates to speaks well. And he pointed out that God speaks well, as you said, John, in the book of Genesis, calling his creation of man and woman good. And pointing out that because of that, nothing can ever take away that original imprint of goodness that God has placed in the hearts of all mankind. And no matter how much people sin, God's image still can't be removed. It can be marred, but it will never be erased. Instead, Pope Francis said that God is patient with humankind until the end, hoping that the sinner's heart will change, that the heart will open. The Pope said that God is like a good father and a good mother because they never stop loving their child, no matter what he or she may do wrong. And in fact, he reflected on his days as Archbishop of Buenos Aires, where he would see mothers visiting their children in prison, and how their love for their children managed to overcome any kind of shame they had about what their children might have done. But instead, how these words of blessing and acts of blessing, especially on people in prison or in rehabilitation centers, he said, can be life-giving. And he pointed out that the greatest blessing of all is Jesus Christ, the eternal word that God gave us. And of course, that he gave us Jesus while we were still sinners. And that all people can also give blessings in whatever way that may be. For example, through corporal works of mercy, through speaking life-giving words. These are things that can stay with someone for their entire lives. They can even help open up people, open their hearts to God. And so finally, today, Pope Francis said that the hope of the world lies entirely in God's blessing, because it's God who continues to desire our good. He's the first to continue to hope for our good, and we can then in turn bless him with prayers of praise, adoration, and thanksgiving, John.
You know, the Holy Father's message today, Ashley, dovetailing to what we were just speaking about with Father John Gordon during this season of Advent that is both of fasting and feasting, and one that's a penitential season. For someone who hasn't been to the Sacrament of Reconciliation in a while, this might not be a bad general audience message to share with those family members who've been away from the sacrament, or maybe you've been away from the sacrament because the Holy Father today was talking about Zacchaeus, who was regarded as a sinner. And there's the Holy Father says, Jesus sees the glimmer of goodness even in the worst sinner.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And what Pope Francis was pointing out to us today is how easy that would be for us to do. That by speaking blessing on other people, by praying for blessings on other people, and just by blessing God in turn through our praise, our prayers of praise and adoration and thanksgiving, we have that opportunity to extend that amazing grace to others in simple ways. And so I think that, as you pointed out in your discussion with Father John, this being a mini Lent, this mini penitential season, this is the perfect time for us to really unleash the power and the grace of blessing that we all have been gifted, John.
Ashley Nerona, live from the Vatican this morning at 25 before, taking a look at the Pope's general weekly audience. And of course, every week at this time here on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app, bringing you the latest news from Rome and the Vatican. As we have seen COVID-19 numbers spike here in the United States, I know you have been seeing the same thing in Italy. And we've also looked to you all through the last 10 months to see what Italy is doing, because you've generally been about a month ahead of where we are. What's the latest COVID-19 update from Rome?
Well, John, you know, there are some interesting things that are happening right now. And a big announcement that we have just received is that Delta Airlines and Alitalia have collaborated to begin operating, ready, what are called COVID-tested quarantine-free flights. And these are going to be between selected airports in the U.S. and between Fiumicino Airport here in Rome. So this is a new program. They're just releasing it. And the flights will start on the 19th of December. So the idea is that because the tests that are required for these flights, quarantine upon arrival in Italy will be completely eliminated. Now, this is again, For U.S. citizens who are permitted to travel to Italy for essential reasons, maybe it's for work or for health or for education, as well as EU residents and Italian citizens. And the way that they have created what they're calling this quarantine-free corridor is that they are requiring three tests. So these are the PCR tests that have to be done, one actually there 72 hours before your flight is set to leave the U.S. And then there's a rapid test that must be done in Atlanta before boarding, and then another test upon arrival in Rome. So this is being seen as a sign of hope. It's actually being done right now already here in Italy in flights between Rome and Milan. So Milan, of course, being the industrial capital, which is located within the state of Lombardia, which is indeed a red zone. So in the meantime, people are definitely breathing a sigh of relief who may need to go back and forth. In fact, we were just talking with a young man who is in the seminary and very concerned about his own ordination because not sure if he's going to be able to get back home. So this is a sign of hope for people in situations like that. And then in the meantime, what else is happening here, John, is an update with COVID? Well, the government has just announced a new stimulus package that is especially for people who work in the travel and the tourism industry. They work in the arts, what they call the leisure industry, people working in sports, also for seasonal workers and door-to-door salespeople, basically temporary freelance workers. And so they want to create a stimulus of 1,000 euro for people who are parts of those businesses. The only curious part, the only curious detail here is that a similar stimulus was released a few months ago for business owners who, that happened 5 weeks ago, and they are still waiting to receive those checks. So we will see what happens. But in the meantime, with a glimmer of hope, there's a new art initiative here in Rome, and street artists from all over Italy have been commissioned to decorate 12 different hospitals and medical facilities here in our state, which is called Lazio. And the idea is that these street artists are going to decorate with images that are meant to thank healthcare workers who over these months have given such amazing extra efforts. So these murals are showing images of doctors and nurses and feature various words and gestures of gratitude. So those are some of the latest things that are happening here, John.
How is Italy and Rome starting to look like Christmas, Ashley?
Oh, I'm so happy to tell you that indeed it is. See, what happens here, John, is that typically on the 8th of December, on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, that is when, for example, our big Christmas tree that's placed in the center of Piazza Venezia, which is the main piazza in Rome that connects the ancient city to the modern city. Well, that goes on. Those lights are flipped on the 8th by our mayor. And that indeed is set to happen. The tree has gone up. In the meantime, over in St. Peter's Square, a similar thing. We now see that beautiful Christmas tree that has been brought in from Kosovo in Slovenia. It's 28 meters high. Let's see, 28 meters, that's about 92 feet high. It's a beautiful spruce there. And by the way, just an interesting little note, it comes from the same area where the largest tree of its kind in the world is, spruce. It's 202 feet high, if you can imagine. But this one makes this one sound like a baby at only 92 feet. But nevertheless, in St. Peter's Square, my husband John and I have been watching these past few days as they have been constructing the nativity scene. You know, it's something that we Romans look forward to every year, and it's different every single year. This year, it's being donated by the town of Castelli, which is located in the Abruzzo region. And Castelli is famous as the leading town in making ceramic figures. So these are going to be beautiful ceramic figures that we'll see. They've been created by the students and the teachers of an art institute in that area. And back in 1965, for 10 years, all the activities of that art institute were dedicated to the Christmas tree, to the Christmas theme. So to the idea of creating nativity scenes. And so they've brought 54 statues to St. Peter's. Only a part of those will be seen inside the square, but we're sure looking forward to those. And the official illumination will happen on Friday the 11th at 4:30 p.m. So, of course, that's something grand to look forward to every year, John.
You have to send us pictures of that and your own Christmas decorations as well. Ashley Narona, an American living in Rome. She and her husband, John, have founded the Truth and Beauty Project, providing Renaissance-style theological formation for visitors to Rome when that visiting begins again. Truthandbeautyproject.com. That's truthandbeautyproject.com to learn more there. Ashley, all the best to you. Thank you.
It's great talking to you, John. Thanks. God bless.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Narona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.